Hey, Ron. Okay, so today I want to talk about the importance of consistency. And I've got my create mug, which is backwards for you. But the importance of consistency and why it actually matters for you, for your life, for every single thing you do in your world. Let's talk about how weird that is, right? Okay, so 5 days a week, sometimes six, I go to the gym to exercise. And the reason for this is not because I want to like look like a freaking Greek god or something, but it's because it allows me to have more energy. It allows me to feel better. I look a little bit better sometimes. Sometimes I don't. It's the reality of going to the actual gym and doing stuff, right? But the idea is, every time I do this, every time I'm consistent with, you know, going to the gym or creating every single day, good things happen. And that's why it's so important to kind of recognize the stuff that's in your life that brings you happiness. Like the stuff that makes you like excited to wake up in the morning, the stuff that makes you like full of energy, the stuff that makes you want to be better or be like the best version of you. And the only way to truly like get that, in my personal opinion, it might be different, but my personal viewpoint on this is the way to get this is by consistently taking action on stuff. So the way this works, when I wanted to get good at surfing, I moved to Costa Rica and I surfed every day. The same thing happened when I moved to Bali. I wanted to get good at surfing, so I moved to a location that was conducive to me getting better at the thing I wanted to improve upon. And now I live in St. Petersburg, Florida. We live here because it's a great little city, like it's small. I wanted to get a Tesla and it's great to have it in like an actual city. Like living on an island with a Tesla would be kind of weird in my opinion. But there's a chance that when or if we move to Hawaii, I'll take the car with me because I love it. But it's important for you to start committing to something. Committing to something that's going to help elevate your life, to make you just a little bit better. And it's hard to do. Like when you make the decision to do something, for example, I have the 21-day video challenge. 21 days, every day, you pull out your phone and you create a video. And inside the challenge, I lay out like topics to talk about. I lay out simple tips on like lighting stuff. Right now, I'm actually experimenting with lights. I have a light right here, which you can see. And I have another light that's right there. I'm playing around with the lighting and I want to get a little bit better at setting up the lighting for my videos so that they look a little more professional. I'm hoping for this that it makes me appear closer. I don't know if it's going to work or not, but that's the fun of this. So why is it important to be consistent in anything that you're trying to do? Well, without consistency, you can't build momentum. You can't build up kind of like I always think about momentum as standing on the top of a hill during the winter time. And I grew up in upstate New York, so we'd get snow. And that's why I moved out of there, because I hate the cold. But you sit at the top of a hill and you pack some snow together, right? And then what happens is as you turn the snow, you move it a little bit further, you move it a little bit further, and the ball goes from, you know, like a little snowball, and it slowly gets bigger as it goes down the hill, as you collect more momentum. And what happens with pretty much everything that you're trying to do in life, especially with like video stuff, is you build upon one another. Like the momentum builds up, it builds up, and you just get into like flow. You get just a little bit of like in rhythm. You get like the feeling where you're actually in control. You're the one who's like creating this thing. And that's why it's so important to commit to something and do it every single day. My create mug is a good reminder for me to constantly work on creating stuff to kind of leave behind, like leave, whether it's a legacy, whether it's just lessons I've learned in life. I want to leave the world a better place than it was before I was here. Like I want to just like make the world a little bit better. Like Steve Jobs says, like, I think put a ding in the universe or a dent, one of those. I want to have some kind of positive impact on the world. So that's why I do all this stuff. And it's all about the consistent like creation of things. It forces me to get just a little bit better. So hopefully someday someone will come up to me and they'll say, Chris, like, thank you. You helped me with And then it could be like a variety of things that maybe I've shot a video on. Maybe it was something that, you know, I said in like a podcast or something, or maybe it was, you know, me just encouraging someone when they needed it. Like that's really why I do all this stuff, is because it's kind of selfish. Like it makes me feel good when other people learn something that I have personally gone through and learned. So that's why I try to create things that allow people to kind of step in and like see my brain for just a little bit and start to incorporate some of the stuff that's working for me. Hey Dan, you've been awesome at this. Like Dan, if for those of you who are going to be listening later on, follow Dan. He'll link up his page down below so you can see it. He committed to daily videos, I don't even know, like 5 months ago, maybe 4 months ago, 6 months ago. And every single day, the momentum has been building up. It's been building up, building up, building up. And more people are starting to see his message. More and more people are starting to learn from him. And I think the biggest thing has been the consistency with what he's done in making like a constant source of education and entertainment for his audience. So for those of you who want to see this in action, like the importance of the actual consistency, so March 26th, you want to see the importance of the consistency with creating stuff, go look at Dan's page. Like check out his Facebook page and see, like I bet if you go back and you look at March 26th, you look at before then, and then you look at every single day after it, you'll notice that, you know, it kind of builds upon itself. Like it starts off tiny, it starts off with like one or two people, and then it'll slowly improve over time. And that's why it's so important to commit to like just be consistent with this. And it goes back to the easiest thing for me to recommend for this is the 21-day video challenge. It forces you to just start creating. You can do like a challenge for yourself. You can do 21-day, you know, fitness challenge where you walk every single day. You can do a 21-day push-up challenge. Just commit to doing something consistently for like 21 days, which is, some people say it's the amount of time that you need to develop a habit. Other people say 30 days. Other people say 90 days. But the idea is just to start building that momentum, to just kind of get into the flow state. So that way you're kind of doing it unconsciously. Like me going to the gym every single morning, 5 to 6 days a week, I go down to the gym around 9 a.m. And I go at 9 a.m. because a lot of people go up early in the morning, and I can't use all the machines that I like when there's a bunch of people in there because, you know, someone might be on the treadmill for like an hour and it's part of like my routine to walk every morning. So it would affect it. So I found a certain time that worked for me for that particular habit. But that's it for this video. I just wanted to kind of encourage you to commit to creating. Commit to making something every single day, or commit to some kind of positive habit. So that way you can, you know, you'll see the benefit of it. Like Dan, 169 days straight. That's awesome. So awesome to see that. But it wouldn't have happened if you didn't get started. So if for those of you who want to actually start doing videos, I'm going to link up the challenge, the 21-day video challenge, so that you can start this too. You can go look at Dan's stuff and see exactly what he's done over the last 169 days and do it yourself. Like start talking about your passions, start talking about the things that, you know, you want to share with the world. Start sharing lessons you've learned, things that are going to help others. And when you do this, you build up a huge audience. Like people start to follow you. People start to look for you or to you as an expert. Dan's gotten interviewed on podcasts. I think he's been on two so far that wouldn't have happened prior to that. He's had people say that they binge watched, listened to his content while going on road trips. So that's the kind of stuff that happens when you commit to this. So for those of you who are still watching and haven't done the 21-day challenge, I'm going to link it up in the comments down below so that you can actually join, because I do want you to do this. It's not free, and the reason it's not free is because if it was free, you wouldn't do it. That's just the fact of the matter, but I'll link it up down below so that way you can get started. Thank you so much for watching. I really do appreciate it. Spoke at a workshop too. Look at that. So this kind of stuff happens when you commit. Like consistency wins in the end. But that's it for this video. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for being here. I'm now part of their morning routine. That's so awesome. So crazy to think about, too. But that's it. Thank you guys so much for watching. Dan, I'll be talking to you, and I'll actually be seeing you this weekend. But thank you guys so much for watching. I'll have and publish at 5 a.m. Eastern time every single day. Look at that, the consistency. 5 a.m. every single day. Do that. Do what Dan says. But that's it. I'll see you guys in the next video.